Midland, designed to bring a certain level of decorum to Tiny's council meetings, plans to enact a citizen code of conduct is already stirring up plenty of emotions. Leading the charge against the proposed bylaw set for discussion at Wednesday afternoon's meeting is a citizens group whose members regularly discuss the goings-on of Tiny Council and how in their eyes things could be much better. With regulars posting on a social media site called Tiny Township, Community Discussion All Things Council, many seem to have been taken aback by Council's latest shot across the bow that follows high-octane protests last year against the construction of a new municipal building and at least one councillor complaining about cyberbullying that included threats such as people wanting to run Council over with trucks. The group takes significant umbrage with the township's plan to build a new administration building and has cited concerns about tax increases and to some extent the environment. Some have protested the Stop the Build message at Tiny's current council chambers located on Bomb Beach Road and regularly send in letters to the editor to Midland Today questioning the process along with its fiscal and environmental effects. Below a photo of U.S. civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and his quote, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent on things that matter," are words written by members about how the township wants to oppress free expression and freedom of speech. It is a bylaw to prohibit anybody from wearing a t-shirt that is in any way, shape, or form a protest, carry a protest sign in chambers or on township property, or speak out of line in a meeting, writes Karen Zulinik, who regularly attends council meetings and has become a leading proponent in the Stop the Build movement. According to the bylaw, the code would ensure the workplace and public interactions meet the goals of the township, while further outlining an acceptable behavior of the public along with possible consequences for violating the code. The township respects the public's right to express opinions and offer feedback or criticism, the bylaw found in council's agenda notes. This policy does not limit citizens' freedom of expression, provided that feedback is delivered in a civil manner, focuses on policies or decisions, and is free from personal attacks. The township enforces standards of respectful communication to protect its staff, volunteers, and council members from harassment or defamatory conduct. According to the township, inappropriate behaviors cover a wide swath of possibilities, including violence, threatening use of violence or inciting violence against an identifiable group or person, vandalism or damage to township property, harassment, bullying or intimidating behavior, throwing things in a deliberate or aggressive manner, along with posting or displaying unauthorized signs, placards or posters and inappropriate photographing or recording on township property or at municipal events. Under the new bylaw, Zulinik says that those protesting or speaking out could be charged with trespassing and won't be allowed in the township building until the next election. This bylaw would never win at the Supreme Court or the Superior Court, but the township probably knows that no one's going to hire a lawyer and challenge, she adds. According to the bylaw, the code would apply to all staff and elected officials along with volunteers and third-party representatives working on behalf of the township. The proposed code has been reviewed by the senior management team and vetted by legal counsel to ensure the code is in keeping with the Ontario Human Rights Code and respects constitutional freedom of expression under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the bylaw states. The code is not intended to suppress criticism or public discourse about the township. Local realtor Vanya Gluhik, who also posts regularly on the aforementioned group's social media page, says the township is doing this on purpose to provoke and make people angry so they can see this is what we mean and how the public reacts. She adds, "How about their conduct? The last few meetings I attended and how the public was addressed was shocking." But another local resident, Paul Bell, who has brought up the danger of disturbing Ice Age grass found growing at the site of the new administrative center building site, says he wonders just how far the code will actually go. "It now seems that if I, a 74-year-old naturalist with health issues, shows up at the next Tiny Township pancake breakfast wearing a Save the Ice Age Grass t-shirt, I could be removed or perhaps charged," Bell notes. "Because there is nothing more intimidating and threatening than an elderly man exercising his democratic right to have an opinion." What if this same Paul Bell would suddenly, without warning, give an unwanted, boring, entomology lecture on defoliating insects? Oh, the horror!